Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Joining us at the table, we have Rodney and Erica McLeod, founders of Change Our Future. Enjoy our conversation. Take a seat, get comfortable, because it's time to stay a while. I am your host, Tommy Vincent, and I am sitting here with the lovely Mr. and Mrs. McLeod.
Yes.
There we go. Rodney and Erica, and I am honored that you all are joining me here on Stay a While, and we get an opportunity to talk about many things, but most importantly, really understanding who you are and why you do what you do and how you do what you do.
Yes.
So let's see, ladies first.
The suspense. Right, the suspense.
You was like.
Yeah, I'm like.
Uh-oh. So Erica.
Yep.
One, you're in a relationship with a professional athlete.
Yes.
So as someone with that type of experience many times, I was not even seen. So I see you, girl.
Thank you.
I see.
And I just would like to know who you are.
Yeah, no, I think that's an incredible question and a really great angle, because often you're not seen. I think, you know, I'm Erica Lee by trade, by birth, from New York. I went to University of Virginia. I studied to go to med school. I decided not to play a sport in college, athlete growing up, and I'm still very passionate about mental health, brain health, giving back to the youth. I have a good educational, like, shoulders on my hand, head, and I just think you said exactly what it is. It's often you're overseen, and people don't realize a lot of your strengths until they get you in a room, they get you to sit down and start talking. And for myself, there's so many things I love. I love football. I've loved sports growing up. I'm Jamaican. I love the beach. I love to dance. And I really love, as cheesy as it is, I know we have our foundation, but I love working with the kids. Forever, I thought I was going to be a pediatrician because I was like, I want to work with kids.
Yeah.
And when you finally do some little rotations in that, you realize you deal with parents more than you deal with the kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this might not be it. So there's so much that you get out of having a cool experience saying your husband plays in the NFL. But I think one of the really cool strengths that I've built while he's played and for the amount of years that he's played is being a big sister, like being that role of what was my first experience going into the league, being a rookie girlfriend, having known Rod longer than some of these women have known their husbands, right? And just being real and being authentic. And I think that's one thing that the league will pull from you and strip from you very easily, you know, especially with social media. We started without social media being a big thing. And so to see the transformation, it's like, I can really be me and I can relate to you when you don't have your TikTok in your face, you know?
Yes.
So I think it's like a big sister role. It's like, I'm a mentor. I'm going to give it to you straight, but I'm also not going to be the harsh critic behind a screen that's coming after your passions and goals. So the league has brought out that side of me of really, you know, tagging along, bringing a friend along, pulling people through the ropes. I love to help somebody take the next step. Mm-hmm. So who am I? I'm a boss from New York.
No.
Let me put a bow on this.
Right. I'm a boss. Let me keep it real now. That's me.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So, Rodney, oftentimes when people see a professional athlete, that's all they see.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, one, you got a boss on your right hand side here.
Honcho. Hey, honcho.
Yeah. But clearly, just based off of, you know, the work that you all are doing, and you all can get into that, there's so much more to you as a person. So who are you?
I'm Rodney Anthony McLeod Jr.
Ooh.
Product of the DMV. Proud native of PG County specifically. And I think that speaks to just Black excellence when you think of PG County. And so I wear that with a badge of honor. I try to, every time I walk outside my home, I'm understanding of who I'm representing.
Yeah.
I'm representing my family that I care deeply about. I'm a family man. Love all my siblings, eight of them.
Oh, where you at in the mix?
I'm fourth from the oldest. So I have stepbrothers and stepsisters too. And then I have the five that I grew up with, and I was the oldest of that pack. So that came with great responsibility. I think that's where I gained a lot of my leadership qualities early on. It's just through practice. I view myself as a hard worker. I credit a lot of what I've been able to accomplish throughout my life. How I arrived here is because of just my work ethic. Has nothing to do with my talents, but everything else in between. My mindset, the way that I show up. I show up and try to be the best version of myself. And I think all of those things kind of help amount to, you know, who I am. Somebody that I might appear as an extrovert, but I'm very introverted, where I like to be very reserved and cool, calm and collective.
I got that from you.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I 100% got that from you.
Cancer.
Yeah, some, yeah. But others are like, oh no, Rod, like he's lively, he's this. I'm like, no, that's not really me. You know, she'll tell you. Man, I love my wife dearly. I love traveling the world. Of course, I love my sports. And at the end of the day, like, yeah, that makes up me. I feel like just since I've been in the league, I've always tried to ensure that I was seen as more than an athlete, okay, right? And
what did you do to do that? Because that is a challenge for some people, yeah, being able to separate. Like, how can I be great
yeah
at the level of greatness required to maintain yourself in the NFL? Yeah. How can I do that and something else?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is safe. It's a place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. For example, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GamePresents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GamePresents.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
It's very difficult. Because as Erica said, you can lose yourself in this sport, whether you're a player or you're a significant other, just because of everything that comes with it. And I think one thing I've always tried to do is keep a steady foundation around me, because it's always a constant reminder of where I've come from and who I am. Right. Like she'll tell you that I have the same high school friends, very tight knit group. Whether it was high school, college, like the circle is tight and we all are very like-minded. And so that in itself just helps me always, like I said, a reminder of who I am, where I come from, and not allow me to drift and be swayed into a different direction, because everybody has different motives and agendas, you know, when you get to this level. But at the end of the day, like the helmet, is what we glorify, but I always try to make sure that I normalize what we glorify.
You decide.
I decide, you know. I didn't necessarily ask to be in this position, but I try to bring normalcy to this game, this fame. And I believe that's what has allowed me to, you know, be who I am, be Rodney McLeod Jr. Like, no matter what. You never say I changed. Never.
So we had, you know, Troy and I have been married in 30 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. And our entire time, Troy played for 15 years. We decided what our family culture was going to be. So an example, when Tuesdays, Troy had off from the NFL, but we had like family business stuff that we were working on. And so every Tuesday he would go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't off, and he definitely wasn't a guy who trained all the time, and he hated lifting weights. So some of the things that are required, God's hand was just on Troy's life. I'm just going to tell you. Yeah. He has a tremendous work ethic, but he also recognized, like you, I need to decide what's going to be glorified in our life. So as a family, we made those decisions on how we would move and roll. Do you all together, have y'all established your non-negotiables and how you're going to govern your household? And I'm going to start with you, Eric.
Yeah, I think, so Roddy and I went to college together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've been together since. We're coming up on 5 years of marriage. We waited for everything. We waited to start dating. We waited to get married. We were engaged.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We waited to start dating. What does that mean?
So I met him my first year of college, his second year of college.
Okay.
And we didn't start dating till my third year, his fourth year.
But y'all was feeling each other.
Yeah, there was a vibe. There was a vibe, but it was never like, we're going to 100% put the stamp on it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Commitment issue.
Okay. It's a blessing.
I'm glad you came around.
That was early on. You know, I was working for a purpose, right?
And I had focus.
Yeah.
I would have lost my mind if I was dating a football athlete when I was trying to go to med school. Mm-hmm. It was literally the game came out when we were in college.
Yeah.
Season one was made after y'all.
season one was us.
Now they know.
But then Derwin all the other seasons,
that's me.
Melanie, this is me. I'm med school. And no, but it was something that like we pride ourselves on, that we really, though it wasn't, you know, in the moment, you know, Beyonce coming out with her love album and I'm like, I'm in love and I know we're getting married and you're so caught up. But you look back at it now and I'm like, we've built an incredible friendship. Things that we can go back on and we can joke with one another. We have pain points. We have funny moments.
Mm-hmm.
But we've established already how important our friendship was between the two of us, that when we finally got engaged, it was like, okay, now we're continuing a cycle of what's really important to keep dating. That with the football schedule being completely nuts, we're like, Friday's our date night. People come in town. It's like, oh, God, you know, we have our date night on Friday. Mm-hmm. It's important for us to step out and go together. We've spoken about kids for years and we're finally expecting now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So now we are having a lot of those conversations of Tuesdays. I mean, Rodney and his playbook are best friends and they're always hand in hand at home. But we talk about like, what does Tuesday look for us? And Tuesdays are foundation days. So I say it's my misery day because we stack every meeting possible on Tuesdays to make sure at least we're tackling things together while we can. And then throughout the week, it's, you know, how can I hop on? Can Rodney hop on? But the biggest transition now is thinking of children and bringing children into our home. Things that we've had so much fun with, you know, I can get up and travel and go to games and pick up and do whatever. We have a child. You're playing in the league. How do you manage watching film, spending time with your family? Do we do game nights on Friday years from now, right? Where our date nights are now maybe game nights with kids.
No,
I know. I know. I'm like, we still need a date night. So if it's not Friday, it's Saturday now. Right? You have to think about when they're old enough, it's going to be their sports and their activities.
Yeah.
And how do you balance everything? So we've spoken about it, and vacation will bring you there. And we talk about, you know, what is so important for us. And of course, our backgrounds have helped a lot. And I'm like, well, I want to make sure our kid is involved in everything under the sun. We're so supportive of them and letting them be individuals. But like, we're pretty fly and we're young, you know, like we still want to feel like a young couple again and not lose our friendship. So I think in building our household, after all of that being said, building our household is, how do we remain friends in love, show our children that love exists, show them what hustle and grind looks like. Mm-hmm. So like building through our foundation, it's like showing what giving back looks like. So that's a really important thing we're thinking of like establishing in our households. But one of the biggest things I'd say of all of it is creating healthy boundaries.
Okay.
I think that's a very hard thing to do, especially in this league with a lot of demands from family and friends to pull you in different directions. It's establishing our peace. And once you retire, it's like, we need to get our peace back. We've been living in chaos and uneven schedules and building one day for meetings and finding a cadence now that we can actually thrive in and feel comfortable. So we don't lose our Friday date nights, and maybe it's now a Wednesday date night and we have those, you know, family game nights.
So one, I want to just tell you all that you're doing a lot of what other people aren't. So I want you to be able to see. I want you to see that.
Yeah.
The fact that you all are establishing a guideline for how you're governing your life. Mm-hmm. You're creating your playbook for your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I want to take a page out of Rodney's playbook when he talked about you decide what you all are going to glorify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The same holds true for your family. You decide what this is going to look like for you all. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean things are going to be like it was, because it won't. You're going to have a whole nother little human that you're going to be responsible for. But you get to decide what that looks like. Mm-hmm. My encouragement to you is this. Create space to love each other. And maintain space to love yourselves.
Mm. Yes.
There's three lanes that you all have to travel. Because your craft is important to you, or whatever else that is. And then things that are important to you. And then you got the baby, and then you got each other. So it's important that you do that. And Erica, I'm telling you this directly as someone who spent a great deal of my adult life as a mother and a wife, who spent time building and making sure everyone was successful.
Yes.
All the practices, all the games, all of those things.
Yes.
And I neglected to pour into it.
Yeah.
And I hit a wall. Yes. And I had a bout of depression. Didn't even know I was in a danger zone.
Yeah.
One day I just couldn't get out the bed.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Wow. Because I'm so invested in loving. I love hard.
Yes.
And I want.
What's your sign?
Everybody to be successful that I care about.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
that's me.
I can tell how you talking about this baby and now you done took the baby to the date. Now you're not having a date. You playing game night, girl. No.
Yeah.
Because y'all do something different for each other than yes. you and the baby going. It's their different relationship.
Mm.
You're going to love that baby, but the baby can't give you what Rodney can give you.
Yes. Mm. That's true.
So y'all need to establish that stuff now while the baby is developing.
Yeah.
Make your game plan.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Make your game plan.
I'm listening. And I heard. No.
Make your game plan.
Yeah.
But I want y'all to just, I know you all have to go. So I want to just give you an opportunity to share your foundation and what you're doing. I know it involves children, which you've talked about, your passion.
Yes.
And clearly, it's important to you as well, y'all doing it together on Tuesday with all these back-to-back meetings.
Man, I'm telling you. But in the midst of all of that, Change Our Futures, slogan, kids first. That's where the passion lies for Erica and I is in our pouring into our next generation, ensuring that when we, you know, decide to leave and move on, that our communities are in the hands of someone that we can entrust in, believe in, and we have great confidence in. And so we find ourselves being those liaisons,
yes.
right? Like being that bridge, to be able to eliminate these barriers and these labels that have been placed on children of color, like Erica and I, like all of us sitting
yes.
here. And so we've made a commitment to be able to pour into them, provide resources, opportunities, exposure, access, all the things that unfortunately aren't necessarily afforded to our communities.
Yes.
And we do that in the areas of mentorship, leadership, and also through education. So we have a lot of things going on, but we recognize the statistics, the Black young man rate graduating in high school at 58%. There's a representation of only 5% of Black males in college. So how do we increase those numbers? What are they like? How do we change these stereotypes and generational curses that have been positioned, you know, on us? And so we found a very curated way to do that, and ways that we feel have had great impact. We've done a lot since 2020, and done a lot. So looking forward to doing more for our communities and trying to just continue to make the world a better place.
Yeah. So where can people go to support the work that you all are doing?
Yeah, you can go to changeourfuture.org. I guess just look at the camera. changeourfuture.org or Change Our Future Fund on Instagram to find out more about us. Find out how you can volunteer, donate, support, partner with us. I think what's really awesome, too, that we can tie together is Rod and I often see each other in our own life as underdogs. We have an underdog story between the two of us. So something we really push out to our kids is there's a power in your story,
mm-hmm.
and you never know who will hear your story and it will make a greater impact on your life. So it's be authentically yourself, be open and genuine to the next person, but also don't be afraid. So feel that confidence to tell the next person, you know, you've got it. Your goal isn't that big. I know what you need to get there, or I know someone that can help pull you there. And I think for us, that's huge because it has helped us along the way. You know, Rod's an undrafted free agent but going on year 13, and
that's what I'm talking.
Right? Stop that up real quick. To the OGs,
for sure,
right?
For sure, okay. For sure.
But then I mean, when you ask me who I am, often what people don't know is I had a concussion and it was a life-changing experience for me in my story, which has fueled me to say a lot of the things that I say, or my my motives of making sure I don't get stuck, because I hit that wall, but I hit that wall after an injury. And now it's really, I'm climbing the ladder, and you know, where my ledge is there, where I just need someone now to just push me over the ledge.
Yes.
And I say that to say, sometimes you just need someone to help you over that hump. And don't be afraid to ask for help. So we change our future. We're doing that for the youth right in Philly or wherever he plays. So we don't want more cities to continue to visit, but it is great to touch another city, meet new kids, and see the, some of the hardships that they're facing so that we can relate to them one-on-one.
Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing and talking, and also your transparency. I think that people are able to excel in life through truthful conversations. When we give people the real, they can take from us and they can use that to propel themselves forward. So thank you so much for joining me today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.